It's 5:30. Can we have the roll call, please?
Bennett. Here.
Burt. Here.
Kepler.
Here.
Peters. Rafferty.
Here.
Stoltenberg. Wendland.
Here. Welcome to the Plan and Zone Commission meeting for August 21st. We are a recommending body to the City Council for matters appropriate to our cause, plats, rezones, and things of that nature. We've been informed that we've got a little bit of microphone trouble potentially tonight, but if you have a case that you'd like to present some information to us on at the appropriate time, I will ask you to go to the podium to my right and to your left back there, state your name, and then advise us about your interest in the particular case. So with that, we will proceed. Greg.
Do you want to have approval of minutes?
Oh, sorry. Out of course, approval of the minutes. I'm ahead of myself. Has anyone reviewed and prepared to give us a motion on the minutes from the last meeting?
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the minutes as submitted.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes from the last meeting. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, our first case is dealing with land use change and rezoning. It's this parcel right here off of State Street. And we are we already did look at a rezoning for this site here for Nick DeBille and his business. And subsequent to that, Grace Marine had approached him about purchasing this building here on lots 5, 6, and 7 of Duggleby's addition. These are the lots right here. And since Mr. DeBille needs a building sooner rather than later, and the IDOT is telling him to leave his current facility, he's decided to pick this location here off of State Street. It's already commercially in place in terms of being a land use for that type of use. He was already in a C3 district to begin with over there on 11th Street, just to the north of State Street, and he's requesting that this land use here of general industrial be placed on that particular parcel so that he may go to I-2 at this location already. Previously, you already recommended approval for the I-2, largely because all these businesses here would fall both into an I-2 I-2 district and a C3 district. You already have a commingling here of C2 with I-2, and then you have further over here more I-2. These are the only businesses or uses that are right now really don't fit into overlap of I-2 and C-3. And this one here is a non-conforming residence. This one here is parking for this residence here, which is zoned R-2. And this here is a photography studio, which would fit into C-3. But other than that, all of these other businesses, their descriptions overlap from C-3 into I-2. So the use here that's proposed as a machine shop is not out of character for this compared to the surrounding businesses. Staff, in looking at both the land use proposal and also the rezoning proposal, since we're only looking at taking the zoning here, placing it I-2 zoning on this three-lot parcel, we recommend approval with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Any questions or comments on the part of the commission?
Pretty straightforward.
I see none from the commission. Anyone in the audience wish to address us in the case, in regard to this case? Seeing none. Okay. Now, this we have to divide. Can we have a motion then with regard to case 13042, please?
Well, before we go, I guess have one question. The I-2, can you give me the extent of the I-2 up and down State Street there?
You mean how much I-2 usage there is? If you look at State Street, you could go about another half mile, and you come down to Bowie Manufacturing, which is going to be in that district, I-2. And just think about where that is. As you're coming in around 23rd Street,
okay,
that's when you start to get into the I-2, and it almost runs all the way south here. There's little intermittent pieces of commercial on the south side, but primarily it's all I-2.
We had some discussions, I think when we were talking about the, beautifying the downtown, about limiting industrial zoning in the actual downtown area. Am I recalling that correctly? And didn't we think that we were trying to limit how far we were going to use I-2?
I think that was 226th Street was the discussion.
Okay, that answers my question. Thank you.
Anyone in the audience? Last call? Okay, would we have a motion for case 13042, please?
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve case 13042 as submitted.
A second.
We have a motion and a second to approve case 13042. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Can I have a motion then on 13043, please?
Go ahead. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 13043, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to approve case 13043, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. 13043 passes. Okay, great.
The next case, Mr. Chairman, involves a two-lot parcel that's in the Highlands 3rd Edition. This is 53rd Avenue right here. Come up North Ridge Circle, and then you come down, you got Charles Court, and you got Kilt Court here. And these two lots, numbers 19 and 20, are right there in that addition. And majority of this area is already zoned in C5, office transitional. And this will give you an idea. This is a plat of survey that was redone because the boundaries in this subdivision changed a great deal. But what I want to show here is that the petitioner could build in this area right here if he gets the R3 zoning and that overlap where the aqua is. Now, if it was to maintain as a C5 district, there would be a higher square footage of about 1,500 square feet extra that he could build. Instead, what he's proposing is an area where there will be potentially 27 feet here and 15 feet from the south. This is north going this way. So he could build all the way up to here if he wanted to, up to that 7.5 foot easement. If he just combined these two parcels, and given that this would be the true front yard, this would be the rear yard, and 25 feet he could move this over. But he would get close approximate to the neighbor here if he were to use more of the land. What he's trying to do is conserve on that and then keep a spacing here and here between neighbors. You look at this, we've got two maps here. The land use is office transitional, and he wants to go to traditional residential, which is up here, R2, bring that down, make this R3 so that you have the single and two family residence district zoning classification. At one time, we permitted duplexes within these C5 areas. We took and changed that ordinance to grandfather in so that as of September 19th, 2006, if these lots hadn't been subdivided or were intended for C5 use, anything after that date that is C5 zone cannot be used for single family, two family, or multifamily use. We simply removed it from the code, and we grandfathered in the duplexes as well as the multifamily because we had a number of those structures throughout the city. So we wanted to make sure they didn't end up in being placed in a totally non-conforming position. So what we're trying to do here is bring in comparable zoning to what is already here with these duplexes, and that is R3. And that's why we're asking the petitioner, that is asking for land use change for traditional residential here. So staff recommends approval of both the land use change going from office transitional to traditional residential, and then going from C5 office transitional zoning to R3 single and two-family dwelling residence district. I would ask, are there any questions?
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
But I defer to Mr. Connors.
If I could summarize, this is a little complicated. At the time that this area was developed by Dial Corporation, duplexes were allowed as a special use in the office transitional C5 district. As you recall, some of us that are around here wanted to take the residential component out of the commercial districts. So the lot is currently zoned C5. As the developers came in and developed these adjoining duplexes, they did, by way of plat of survey, swap property lines adjacent to these lots. That can be done without going through the formal process with just a simple property line swap. What it did was make this lot unsuitable for duplexes. So I'd been contacted by the bank and countless people that were coming in over the last 5 or 6 years wanting to build a single family home on the lot. In conversations with our city attorney, no easy way to do this, but the C5 component that exists up there is duplex units. So if we were to change the land use to traditional residential and go to an R3 zoning, which allows single family and two family residences, our thought was that is in concert with what exists up there. It really the only way we can make it work. Other than that, there'll be a vacant lot there, in my opinion, in perpetuity. So that's all, Mr. Chairman.
So to paraphrase what you're saying, so I'm hearing what we're proposing would just essentially codify what's out there today.
Yeah, that's correct. Yes.
Okay. Ian.
I think that answers my question. So when you were showing us the setbacks, your key point was that the placement of a single family home on that lot and the way they have it laid out is much less intense than it could be as a single family home, or it would have been if it was possible to put a duplex on there, which it's not.
The duplex would have taken a great deal more area where it would have been permitted.
Okay. All right, thank you.
So just so I'm clear now, that so you could not put a duplex on that lot?
In the discussions I had with various builders and people that have looked at the property, you could not put a duplex on there that was of the same style or square footage of the rest of the duplexes in the association.
Okay. Any other questions or comments on the part of the commission?
So if I'm really not sure what I want to ask.
This is a little different.
It's a little yeah. The lot as it exists today is a C5.
Yes.
And they cannot put a duplex on there because it is a C5.
Well, we actually fixed that. We said anything that was platted, changed the ordinance to say anything that was platted prior to taking the.
So they can, with the C5,
they could put the duplex on there, yes.
They just can't put as big a duplex as they want.
Yeah, they're probably not going to have a marketable product as a duplex.
Okay. Anyone else? Anyone in the audience like to address us in regard to this case? Yes, sir, go ahead.
Kerry Nowak, Heartland Builders of the Quad Cities, and I'm the builder, potential builder for this project. What we've done is, because the land has been lines adjusted, we've designed a home that matches the duplex look. So it has the appeal of the two sides, but it's in a single family home with the gables and everything. As a duplex, the lots are too small and it won't fit as a marketable product. So we've designed a little larger home that'll have that same look in accordance with the association.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Anyone else in the audience? Seeing no further comment, I'd entertain a motion then.
I guess
13051.
I could be really kind of smart and say, why don't we just rezone the house? Because we've done that before. But, well, we'll stay that. We'll just leave it alone.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion that we approve case number 13-051, the land use amendment.
Do I have a second?
A second.
We have a motion and a second to approve case 13-051, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. 13-051 passes.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 13-045, the rezoning.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 13045, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. 13045 passes.
Right. This next case, Mr. Chairman, involves an area that this body had seen previously. And it involves something that gives us we have extraterritorial jurisdiction over this because it's within 2 miles of our city limits. The area we're looking at is right down here. This is Benwood Estates. They're coming down here on Wells Ferry Road. The entry up is further up here where you come across on Criswell, and then you can come down Wells Ferry to get to this position. Area we're looking at is, once you come down here to 247th Street, there's a cul-de-sac right here, and we're looking at about seeing the consolidation of 5 lots into a 2-lot subdivision with an outlot. So you have former lots 25, 26, 27, 28. There are 4 lots in this outlot, and that's the original plat right there of Benwood Estates. This is Benwood Estates' third. And what we're seeing is the platting again of this outlot. We have one lot here and one there. In doing so, the petitioner was looking at trying to make this more marketable because you have such a large drainage area back here. You have the outlots here, and he wanted to make sure that the lot size could match which lots have been already platted, as well as looking at those lots that have been built on. And in order to get a better product in this area, the larger lot sizes were necessary. The topography pretty much indicated what had to get done, and that's why you're seeing this replat tonight. Staff, in looking at this, moves for approval of this particular item. I would ask, are there any questions?
Anyone in the commission? No. Anyone in the audience? No. I would entertain a motion in that event then.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move we approve case 13047, Benwood Estates third edition, subject to staff recommendation.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to approve case 13047, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. 13047 is approved.
Our next case involves a site plan, and we recently acquired a certain amount of right-of-way from the church lot here from Redeemer Lutheran, and it was the Wartburg Zion First Edition, about 10 feet in here. And what we're trying to do, and the church is trying to do, is determine in the future what areas would be developable. They're proposing the site plan, and they're looking at the setbacks and how everything would sort of fit in with the new lot dimensions. And this is the location here, Utica Ridge Road. You can access the church from there, or Tanglefoot Lane right here from the north. There are various areas here. This is in the parking lot looking to the northwest, and then right about here where the steeple is, those areas look are proposed for future development. We also have this access being removed coming in from Utica and this one being added, so it's more of a straight-on access with parking being added further south. And then there's the potential, too, for more additions out here on the north side of the church. This is the original site plan showing the outline as the church was proposed initially. This is what we see now. And these are the additions that are being added in. Again, the drive here will be straightened. The parking will be added in this area. We'll keep the same entry here, but this one will go away, and then you'll have this structure here where you used to have that entry. This is the area here that was removed by the city and taken in as right-of-way. So the church wants to get an understanding of where it sort of is situated right now in terms of any future development. Under the guise of our stormwater detention regulations, this lot does not have to provide stormwater detention because it was brought in as an R2 lot, and it was already brought in under the platting at that time, which is in 1988, and it was done before this date down here in 1991, April, I should say, of 1991, the 16th, and therefore it is exempt from having to provide any stormwater detention. Staff, in looking at this proposal, recommends approval. I would ask, are there any questions?
I guess I'm still trying to clarify. We're just asking for a conceptual approval based on the anticipated future site plan?
As part of the agreement with the city to obtain right-of-way from Redeemer Church, the secondary concern was that by us obtaining that 10-foot additional right-of-way on the west side, it was that going to prohibit any of their proposed building additions. Greg, if you want to circle that building addition that's up next to the chapel, north, that addition was put on this past building season. And because they bite it off in little pieces, it's underneath the ratio that requires that it has to come in and get review by Planning and Zoning Commission and City Council. But I think this is to give them a comfort level that what they had proposed to do all along is not going to be adversely affected by the acquisition of 10 foot of the west side of the property.
Okay.
The city has plans for that 10 foot? I mean, you're going to put a turn lane in there or something, or what?
Next year, Utica Ridge Road is going to be reconstructed. That intersection will have a right turn lane on Utica Ridge, turning onto Tanglefoot. That's the reasoning for the 10 foot.
Anyone else in the commission?
Just one quick question. If all of these changes were to be completed, what's the net impact on the parking?
Well, since we don't know the absolute particulars at this point in time as to the uses of the various areas, the 1,400 square foot addition was put on last year. It was a nursery adjacent to the chapel, so youngsters could be dropped off and looked after during services. We will continue to assess that as portions of this project come forward in the future.
So today it meets code?
It does meet code, right. Okay. Yes.
I don't see a lot of potential for more parking on the site as it exists right now.
Yeah, obviously if they put an 800-seat auditorium in, we're going to take a look at the parking. So.
I hope so.
Anyone in the audience wish to address us in regard to this case? No. Okay. I would entertain a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve case number 13-044, site development plan.
OK. Okay. Second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to approve case 13044, subject to staff's recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, this next case is in the Beartooth Court area along State Street. We've got two lots here that are being proposed for development. A welding firm which sells as well as has training, I guess, in this area and also does some welding is proposing to take lots 12 and 13 of the Fields First Edition and build on them. We aren't certain yet if this extra 10 feet here is going to be acquired by them or not, but when you come up Beartooth Road, this will be on your left as you approach and enter. There's already fire hydrants here and one over here, fire suppression. We've already got existing structures. You have the crematorium right here. This is the site plan and landscape plan showing the building outline. And there's an extra building area that is being proposed for right here. The trees are already on site. I mean, I shouldn't say they're already on site, but that's what will be placed on site. And then, of course, there's certain requirements regarding the look of the facility. These are the two lots involved right here. And that's the original plat that was done for this area and then these two lots up here. I believe it was back in, no, it was 2004. And the building will have this type of treatment. It will have earth tone type colors to it to match surrounding what is already down there at the locale. Staff in evaluating this plan would recommend approval with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
I have one, Greg. Is there any need to address any agreement not to sever if it's splitting a lot line?
We're looking at that, and I think potentially if there was to be some type of property acquisition, I think that would trip the trigger because there's enough square footage here, and then you would also have to deal with this lot too as being a part of that. But if there isn't any inclination to do this, yes, the agreement not to sever is probably going to be a condition to this approval.
But that would not be part of the recommendation at this point then?
We're not certain as to what the owner's intent is in further acquisition, but we want to make sure that either way that that owner does make proper procedures to make sure that the ownership is deeded out correctly.
There is a gentleman's agreement between the crematorium and the owner of these two lots to sell 10 foot of that property, the adjoining property. Well, I think what Greg is saying is if that takes place, there'll be some platting that needs to be done at that point in time, just well combine these two lots and sever off that other 10 foot.
Okay.
So let me ask a question about this 10 feet. Is that a key to compliance with what the expectations are of how this is developed, or is that just a convenience?
Well, it was my understanding that was X'd off of there so it wouldn't be considered in the design for this property because and property owners here, I'm pretty sure that 10-foot property swap is going to take place. So this 10-foot was, that 10-foot, it's my understanding, was not factored in the design of this site development plan on this site.
So once that is obtained, will this have to be replatted?
That's what we're saying, yes.
Okay.
Anyone else in the commission? Anyone in the audience wish to address this in regard to this case? I would entertain a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move we approve case 13049, site development plan, subject to the staff recommendations.
And do I have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to approve case 13049, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. 13049 passes.
Mr. Chairman, our next case deals with the business. It's right off of Middle Road, and then you come down Red Fox Road. This is currently being used as an office complex here, this Powell office building, and they're looking at putting additions on to this structure. The buildings would come out here like this, and they would be very similar in nature to what is already on site with this building, have the same treatment and same look. This is the site plan, means of ingress and egress all off of Red Fox Road. Attention area right here, you do have a waterway going through here where that's a drainage easement where there's no building permitted. And then you have this additional parking area that's being added. The current parking space count does meet the totals for this building. There's some additional parking being placed here. These are the two additions right here that are being added. The existing structure is right there. In looking at this too, we did correspond with the engineer on the project, and the engineer has noted that no part of the addition is being added here or on the south side will encroach into the 100-year floodplain. He's given us his assurance in writing. And this outlines roughly where that 100-year floodplain runs. You can see right here the easement area. And this is no longer Century Heights Avenue, but Red Fox Road, the Middle Road approach. It is lot one of Century Heights 7th edition. This is the old site plan as the building was before. And then this is the detention area, and again, that area where the water runs through. This is the before look, and this is the after elevation. You can see it's pretty much taking this center, creating two, and creating the same look throughout. So you have that brick treatment out front, and you have expansion of the building. Staff, in looking at this proposal, recommends approval. I would ask, are there any questions?
What is this property zoned, Greg?
It's C5 office transitional.
And we've got enough buffer adjacent to the residential to the south?
Yes, that was anticipated a long while back. You can see it right here. This is all bermed up. It's pretty much impenetrable if you go out there and take a look. What we're asking for on the landscape is that the landscape be resituated for the structure, the existing, and that be proposed to go around these certain areas out there.
Yeah, that's kind of on my walking route. I'm pretty familiar with it, and it's heavily landscaped by the residents, and it looks like it's relatively sparse by the commercial. So what they've got existing will be adequate?
I think what I saw when I was out there, it did look like it was, and we don't want to, you know, impose more landscaping on and maintenance on somebody if it's not necessary. We just want to make sure that what's existing is well taken care of, relocated, or it's replaced.
And that's well kept out there, I know that, yeah.
So just for clarification, on the property that we're looking at, those trees to the south, will those have to be taken out as part of this construction, or will they remain?
I think maybe one of them might be taken out. You might want to ask the engineer. I think there was one tree that was maybe in this area right here that may have to be removed, but I would defer to the engineer. There are some trees right here, two of them, three of them right there, but those will have to be replaced. There's one here that I can see, but I think there may be another one in this area.
Chris Townsend Engineering. I'm actually not positive. I didn't anticipate that question, but I think you're right, Greg, on the number of trees. And those will be relocated. Obviously, we still have to maintain that same landscaping. but that parking, it's really the parking spaces it took out of, I think it was three trees, if I remember right.
Okay. Anyone else from the commission?
You are making the retention pond larger, deeper, something?
Yes, that has been increased in size to accommodate for the additional hard surface.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Anyone in the audience wish to address us? Yes, sir, please go back to the podium if you would.
I'm Vern Mark, and I live on Red Fox Road, just down the street from this proposed site. The concern I have is, after these additions are added, the concern I have is whether there will be adequate on-site parking. I would note that there are currently 23 parking spaces available for this facility. The available office space is going to be more than doubled. I think the current available office space is around 4,000 square feet. With the two additions, that will bring the total available office space up to approximately 10,000 square feet. So while we are more than doubling the available office space, there are only 12 additional parking spaces in the proposed site. We already have 3 to 4 cars parked every day on the street by this facility. So again, my concern is whether there is will be adequate parking, and whether we will see significantly more cars parked on our street.
To answer that question, that's one of the reasons for the expansion as well. We're expanding three existing businesses for room inside the building. One is our own Powell Financial Group. We just need more spaces and more conference rooms. Then we have Curves and a chiropractic firm down below that both need expansion. The Curves was opened just a couple of months ago. It's all jammed in there. We don't see in a little over 4,000 of the square feet any additional people coming in there. We're not a retail shop or a retail area. We just need more space, so the parking would be good. And the Curve, right now the Cairo has asked for the Curve people to be parking out into the street so that doesn't take up her spots for her clients, and I believe she owns both of those anyway right now. So with the additional parking being added, with the extra businesses involved, we're hoping to get that off of there.
And either Bill or Greg, can you address from the parking ratio requirement perspective where we're at?
Well, Greg and I went through this calculation three times because that was our question also. They show that they're going to have one additional parking spot. Greg and I came up with the fact that they're going to exactly meet the required parking requirement. Is that correct, Greg?
I think when we looked at it, the type of uses, we used the office spaces for it, and what we came up with was that for 10,000 feet, I believe they're going to be 33 spaces, so you're getting right up there.
Are you saying they're meeting the minimum required parking spaces?
That is what I said.
Okay.
My name is Janet Fairfield. I also live on Red Fox Road. Today, I happened to exit our development by this building. There were 4 cars on the street. In the lower parking lot area, which would be the chiropractic and I guess the Curves area, it looked like there were 2 empty parking spaces, and on the front of the building with the cars would face Red Fox Road, I saw one empty space. This was at 11 o'clock this morning. So to me, you know, I can understand where maybe the financial group may not be adding more space, may not need any more parking spaces, but Curves is sort of like a gym, people constantly coming and going at different times. And I feel that it's not adequate parking for the amount of space that you're adding and the demand that maybe would be put on the area.
Okay, thank you, Janet. I guess, Bill, from the city perspective, is the ratio that you guys worked with for office, is Curves within that use designation?
That's been pretty much our standard policy for C5 area. There are so few uses that are not office uses allowed in the C5 that we usually use that ratio. I don't think Greg or either one were aware of the square footage of each specific use in there. So according to past practice, that's how we've looked at parking ratios in these C5 zone districts.
Just a note on the Curves. Right now, Curves is only using maybe 800 or 900 square feet of that. Also, we did, you know, today we have our new rep meeting where we have reps come from out of town for actually between 10:30 and 11:30. So that's on Wednesdays. We have 1 hour meeting during that period of time. Again, that's one day a week for the new reps to come in, and they're usually in and out. So, and from 10:30 to 11:30. Stop by if you want.
And street parking is permitted in that area?
That is correct.
Okay. Anyone else from the, yes, Byrne?
One final comment. I know this is zoned office transitional. The building is going to look nice, but once approval is given, plans can change. Additional tenants could be brought in. And my only question, and it's more of a rhetorical question, is what if in the future there isn't sufficient parking spaces on site? What recourse do we, as homeowners living right down the street, have when we see 10, 15, 20 more cars parked on the street in front of mailboxes, et cetera? Would hope this could be addressed before and not later.
Mr. Chairman, with these multi-tenant buildings, I think a good representation is maybe the one up north of 53rd, east of 18th. You've got a restaurant in there. You've got an insurance office. You've got a beauty shop. You got a convenience store. We can do our best diligence by looking at the allowable uses in the zoning and trying to determine this once. I think it's very hard for us to go back after we approve a site development plan based on staff's analysis and the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission and City Council and say, oh, by the way, you had three cars on the street, you're going to have more parking on the lot. And our city attorney might be able to expound on that, agree with me, disagree with me, or otherwise, but we have to use our best guess at the time that these developments come in. And tenants come and go, and we realize that.
Yep.
And Bill, I do agree with what you said. You know, we have to look at our ordinances and what our requirements say, and does the plan meet the ordinances? And make our best assessment.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. Anyone else in the audience? Anyone else in the commission? I would entertain a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move that we would approve case number 13-050, subject to staff recommendations.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve case 13050. Any discussion on that motion?
Mr. Chairman, I think I was going to vote for the motion. I think that we're doing the best we can. We're complying with our regulations, and there is parking available on the street. There's nothing wrong with that. This is one of the issues that we have with you know, C5 commercial districts adjacent to residential districts. Mm-hmm. And that's been known for a long time what was going to go there. So it's a nice building. It's just the kind of development we want for a transitional area. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah, and I'd also like to just say that I didn't hear a complaint that there was cars, that there were cars parked there overnight, that there was any damage being done by the cars being parked there. And I trust that maybe the residents could talk to the business owner directly about that situation if it continues or becomes a larger problem.
And I have a little firsthand knowledge too. I mentioned that's on my walking route, and I note in the evening when I walk through that there are a number of residences' cars parked in the street in the evening on what would be, I guess, the west side of the street, north side of the street, on the west end of your development. So there's a number of residential cars that sit there. I think a tan Eldorado and a van of some kind. So I've noticed a number of cars sitting there overnight from the residences. So I would concur with the observations, and I do commend you. It is a good-looking building, and it does fit the transition. And to Bill's point, I think you know, tenants do come and go. There may be periods where you would have tenants that might be more intense uses and others where they may be less intense. But overall, given that they do meet the requirements, I would be in favor of it as well. But I want you to understand that's where we're coming from when we make that decision. So any other discussion on the motion? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion 13050, or case 13050 passes. Thank you. Anything else for the good of the order? Staff update, I guess.
Mr. Chairman, subsequent to the last Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, the City Council followed your recommendation and passed the final plat of the Crown Point Townhomes Addition. They passed last night the 2013 transportation plan, and at long last, the agreements on access through the Unity property were reached.
All right.
And Century Heights 20th Edition was approved.
Woohoo.
That's nice, that's a big accomplishment.
Yeah, good.
That's all, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Bill. Anything else for the good of the order? Seeing none, I'm going to use the gamble tonight. We're adjourned.